There's a scary thing happening amongst God's people today. It revolves around what it means to be saved, to have the gift of eternal life. And on that day, I suspect that many are in for a rude shock. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So let me ask you, do you believe in Jesus? Perhaps the answer's yes. Great. Tick in the box. Saved. So what's the problem? Here's how A.W. Tozer puts it. The doctrine of justification by faith, a biblical truth, and a blessed relief from sterile legalism and unavailing self-effort has, in our time, fallen into evil company and been interpreted by many in such a manner as actually to bar men from the knowledge of God. The whole transaction of religious conversion has been made mechanical and spiritless. Faith may now be exercised without a jar to the moral life and without embarrassment to the Adamic ego. Christ may be received without creating any special love for him in the spirit of the receiver. The man is saved, but he is not hungry or thirsty after God. In fact, he is specifically taught to be satisfied and encouraged to be content with little. So here's the question. Has believing in Jesus transformed your life? Or is the old you still alive and well? Have you responded with a yearning for him? Or do the trinkets of this world still draw you away? Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2. As a deer longs for the flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? The heart that thirsts for Christ is certain of its salvation. The one that doesn't, isn't. Yearn for him. That's God's word fresh for you today. The best way I know of cultivating a passionate relationship with God is to allow his spirit to speak his word into our hearts. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then please stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.